they going to have, I wouldn't say a news dripping over the next, give me a ballpark, 2 to 4 weeks. Is that correct? That not dripping, it's going to be flowing.
It's going to be flowing. Yeah, I'd say you'll see a press release about results basically every 2 weeks as they're coming in. Gave me a little bit of time to make sense of them and then put them out. So it's a pretty exciting time for us to kind of set ourselves up for that at the end of the year. I would say we'll be up, the high end would be up to a $12 million budget, but we're kind of fine-tuning exactly what we want to do right now. I can tell you that a lot of that's going to go into drilling. I foresee us going from our original plan of about 20 to 23,000 meters of drilling up to about 35,000 meters of drilling.
Maura Kolb, Dryden Gold, good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing well. How about yourself?
Doing well. Happy New Year to you. Really good to see you. Looking forward to our time here. Just to all my viewers and listeners, full disclosure, I am an active investor in Dryden Gold. I met Maura down here in Atlanta. I want to say it was last November-ish, and was very impressed with Maura. I threw a lot of fastballs at her and she hit it out of the park. So that's really what spurred my curiosity and put my money where my mouth is. Maura Kolb and Dryden Gold is also a new sponsor to naturalresourcestocks.net. Full disclosure on that. Maura, let's talk about Dryden. We're really coming into a busy season, not only for yourself, but a lot of the companies as they're drilling, getting drill results, drilling, permitting, that sort of thing. Let's tee it up here. What do you got going on here going into really the middle to end of the first quarter?
Yeah, so we were pretty lucky. We were able to raise money last fall that got us started on our 2026 exploration program. So we kicked that off just before Christmas. So we'll have some drill results coming soon for our target Sheridan. So we have three targets, our kind of flagship Gold Rock, Sheridan, which is one of our new regional exploration targets at the south end of our large property, and Hinman, which is on the east side of our large property. So Sheridan should be coming up first. We expect those back because we were drilling that in November. And then we did some follow-up on Gold Rock, which is our flagship. We're testing the extensions of Elora, and we went back to a target called Big Master, which was one of the historic mines. So you'll see that coming soon in the first quarter. And then we just started to drill test Hinman. So that is a discovery we made on the east side of the property from first rock being picked up there, which ran 13 grams per ton on surface. So that's pretty exciting.
That's
We
really
did some
exciting.
summer work there, and we decided to make a drill ready decision there at the end of the year last year. So we'll start to drill that, and we'll see that in the first quarter. So yeah, we're off to the races already here.
Yeah, okay. So that is a lot right there. They're gonna have, I wouldn't say, a news dripping over the next, give me a ballpark, 2 to 4 weeks. Is that correct? That not dripping, it's gonna be flowing.
It's going to be flowing. Yeah, I'd say you'll see a press release about results basically every 2 weeks as they're coming in. Gave me a little bit of time to make sense of them and then put them out. So it's a pretty exciting time for us to kind of set ourselves up for that at the end of the year there. We didn't have a nice quiet Christmas. We were still at the game here.
Yeah. Okay. So tell me about that. I guess, are you making a plan or what is the plan if that you can talk about, really going out for the next 3 to 6 months here?
Yeah, well, so let me step back a little bit too. So we had raised about $6 million for an exploration budget for 2026 in the fall. We had some outstanding warrants that were expiring on the 29th of December. So we saw quite a few of those cashed in. So that's exciting. We've upped our treasury there. And we also saw a top up from our strategic investor, Centerra Gold. And then we had another interested party put in a little bit more money. So we're actually just in the process of tallying the treasury and deciding exactly how much is going to be added to the exploration budget. I would say we'll be up the high end would be up to a $12 million budget, but we're kind of fine-tuning exactly what we want to do right now. I can tell you that a lot of that's going to go into drilling. I foresee us going from our original plan of about 20 to 23,000 meters of drilling up to about 35,000 meters of drilling. So it's going to be a bigger year for us, which is awesome because we have a lot of great exploration targets. If you remember kind of where we left off at the end of last year, we had met all of our exploration objectives for the year. We had expanded Gold Rock, which which was one of our main goals. We also tested the periodicity, but at the regional scale. So we looked for a whole nother gold rock like target. So we're going to begin working on permitting that. So later in the year, more towards summer, we should have a permit for that and be able to drill test that new North Mud Lake area that had the 93 gram on surface sample. So that's pretty exciting one to follow up. Really neat geometries there for great traps for high grade gold. So we're pretty keen on that one. We also did make discoveries for two of our regional targets, and that was one of our objectives as well. So the first pass of Sheridan will come back. We have a lot of kind of nerdy technical stuff coming back on Sheridan. So we did a soil sampling program across the whole property. Part of that was focused on Sheridan. That will help us drive the exploration campaign there, and we're just starting to get those results back. The geochemists are analyzing that, our VP of exploration being one of them. That's her background. So we'll put together a more detailed plan on that. But teaser, so far the results that we've had back from that are really showing a very different style of deposit at Sheridan compared to what we see at Gold Rock. So we'll get more into the weeds as we are learning about that from all the nerdy geochem, and we're also doing a geophysics study there. So all of that will help expand that target and how we attack it. And then the other exploration target we have is Hinman, which I mentioned we just started drilling. That's on the east end of the property. Brand new discovery. It looks visually an awful lot like a deposit in the neighborhood called Goldlund, which NexGold holds. Now, if you know much about that, it's about 1.5 million ounce resource there with a kilometer strike. Our granodiorite, which hosts that, is 4 kilometers. So, I'm excited about the potential there. Could be, four times that
That's a lot of
size.
land.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah, we have 70,000 hectares here. So it's not just like one trick pony. We're just looking at Gold Rock. We actually have a whole district play. And that's really why Centerra's our strategic partnership here is because they're excited about this district. They also have invested in Kenora, which has basically the south just past us, the strike on the same deformation zone, but in what I call the moose pasture where no one's done exploration before. We've got the stuff that has great road access. I mean, because there's a paper mill here in town, we have incredible road access to all of our exploration projects, which brings our costs down. We're still expecting to have low drill costs this year, even though we've seen, lots of inflation. We have great partnerships here with the drill companies, and the lab in town. So I still expect our drill costs to be around $250 all in per meter.
Got it. Okay, so let's take a couple steps back here. And this is and I want to go really what originally attracted me to Dryden Gold. This is not to all my viewers and listeners, this is not a this is an explorer. This is an early I wouldn't say early, but relatively early stage exploration company. So you got to put that in your bucket and just know that and consider that. But that's usually where you get the best the most torque, if you would, on a discovery. But what it, two things that really attracted me is really you guys are really well financed. You said that you have $12 million, roughly $12 million in the treasury. Are you fully financed for the rest of the year and for this drill program?
We are.
Yeah, so
And
that's
we're upping the
fantastic.
budget from the 6 we originally planned, and I think it'll land around 12 for exploration.
Right. So, to all my viewers and listeners, that's one of the boxes I like to check. Are you fully funded for the next year? And do you have more? Because that's really what's going to drive the share price. Okay. Is the drilling. The rocks are the rocks. The second thing that really, well, many things stuck out to me, but the second thing that really stood out to me is where you guys are at. So, to all of our viewers and listeners that are just hearing from you, have just heard from you, and I already know the answers to these, but I'm doing it for their benefit. Where are you guys at, your jurisdiction, and how friendly is that to mining?
So we're located in northwestern Ontario. So basically, if you go north of Minnesota, we're directly above that. What's really neat is we're off of the Trans-Canada Highway in Canada. So there's only one highway that goes from coast to coast in Canada, and we're located right on it. So we're between the cities of Thunder Bay and Winnipeg. Every supply that crosses Canada comes through our little town. We also have a paper mill here, so there is incredible bush road access to everything. We have 70,000 hectares here, in an area where people are used to natural resources. That is the bread and butter of this community. We have mines just south of us, mines just north of us, so people are used to mining as well. So it doesn't scare people when we say, "Hey, we're exploring." They're like, "Oh, cool. My cousin, I work at a mine." People know what it means, so it's not intimidating. And the other thing we've done really well is Being local to this community myself, we started to develop relationships with the First Nations communities right away, as soon as we became a company, really. So we've developed that. We're close to signing agreements with them, but we have a very collaborative relationship, which helps to keep, the momentum going, and just work so much easier,
Yeah. And you mentioned you have 70,000 hectare acres. Mora, that's a ton of space to
Yeah.
explore. And it's really, I would also say, and I want you to comment on this, I would use the golf analogy. What you have is really on the fairway because of who you have around you and the gold that you have around you and the companies that you have around you. Just comment about that.
Yeah, so I spent 8 years working in the Red Lake camp. That's where I cut my teeth. I was the exploration manager for 5 years there. And that's just to the north of us. That's probably the most well-known deposit nearby. But the Rainy River deposit is just south of us. And this is just such a mining friendly jurisdiction. There's so much gold than produced in this neck of the woods. What really drew me to the project was just how similar the geologic setting was to the Red Lake mine, which is almost 30 million ounces just on its own. And then the camp, that's still being explored. The Great Bear discovery came from the Red Lake deposit just recently, or Red Lake camp, sorry, just recently. So a lot more to be found there. And what's really cool is, we have the whole belt. This isn't just, one part of it that could be just one mine. With 70,000 hectares, we have the heart of the belt and very strategic part of the belt. We looked at what we thought would be the best controls of gold mineralization, and then we staked that major structure. So it's kind of as a comparison to another camp. The Timmins camp has the Porcupine Duster Fault. Well, we have all of that here in Dryden. So it gives us the opportunity to not just have a deposit here, but to like have the camp. And so it's very attractive to the major mid-tier companies, which is our end goal here, to be, an M&A transaction with one of those guys. But we can do the grunt work, so to speak, making the discoveries and proving that this is the jurisdiction they want to purchase.
Yeah. Okay. So you just said many other key things here. Again, these were checking my boxes here when I put my money in. What strategic partners that you can say are do you have? Who's invested in you is what I'm trying to get at, and who's around you looking at you?
So Centerra Gold is our strategic investor. We also have a large portion of our share structure is held by Alamos Gold, almost 11%. Now they inherited that position through the option agreement initially to buy the property. It was from a small company called Manitou Gold. Alamos bought that out for their Island Lake mine, which they had some neighboring ground. However, they've held their position. They want regular updates. We also have CAs with several other mining companies, which I can't mention, but so there are people already watching over our shoulders as we're working on this these discoveries and bringing this geologically forward.
Yeah. Okay. And then lastly, comment again, and I know this, but I want you to answer the question. Talk about share structure. How many shares do you have outstanding, fully diluted? Where are the options and roughly where are the options and warrants written at? And yeah, talk to me about that.
Okay, so we have 213 million warrants. We just had about 38 million that were expiring at the end of the year, so that's kind of gotten cleaned up. A lot of those were about a little more than half were cashed in, so that's great. That's what's topped up our treasury here and really is funding these expanded exploration program. Outstanding warrants now is 13 million. So you're looking at 235 fully diluted. You can get the exact numbers on the website, and we've got cash in the bank to fund the rest of this year and the rest of this pretty aggressive exploration program. So, like you said, more news and sitting in a good position to keep the momentum going.
Excellent. Okay.
And then you also asked me, I think, about the shareholders. So I didn't answer that part of the question, but I think what sets this story apart too is really it was a tough time when we, started this company back in 2022, just getting the land package together. As a private company, we were still able to really attract some great shareholders. Trey Wasser is our CEO. He had already developed a relationship when he was with Ely Gold Royalties with Eric Sprott. So he was one of our earliest investors on our RTO. Rob McEwen was a lead order.
That's what I was getting at. Robbie Kuhn's shareholder. Go ahead.
Delbrook Capital is one of our large holders. Europac Gold Fund. Those two actually both cashed in a lot of their warrants this year to at the end of last year, so they're funding this year. It's a great list.
Europac,
Rob
Peter
Quartermain,
Schiff,
yeah, Peter
correct.
Schiff's fund,
Got it.
yeah. Rob Quartermain, Dynamic Funds. I mean, it's pretty easy to name drop on this project and be like, okay, yeah, that's a lot of people that know what they're doing. So it's a hard st the story to pass up when you tell the story about the great infrastructure, the low discovery costs, the geologic setting. It's just like, okay, yeah. And this team knows how to explore for high grade gold mineralization. We've done it before. We had low discovery costs in Red Lake, and myself and the VP of Exploration, we ran that team. So, we're just taking those tools and applying them in a new camp. So it's got, those technical checkboxes as well.
Yeah, excellent. Okay, so Maura, people want more information about you. What's your website? What exchanges are you traded on, and what are your ticker symbols?
So we're drydengold.com. You can find us also on every social media platform. Myself and Trey are also always, giving little insights ourselves, lots of videos on what our results mean as well. If you want to kind of learn more about what these things mean, I do little lessons on that. We trade on TSXV under DRY, OTCQB under DRYGF. And then we're also on the Frankfurt Exchange as X 7W. This one's hard to say.
Yeah, it is.
So
So,
it's just awkward. Doesn't flow. So you can find us pretty much everywhere. Google Dryden Gold, you'll find us, but every social media platform. And also if you ever have any questions, you can directly email us on our website. There's a link as soon as you pop on, and I try to answer them with short little videos explaining what they mean. So yeah.
Excellent. All right. Well, Mara, thank you so much for coming on, and we'll have you back really soon. Really, we're scheduled to have you in the first week of February sometime, and I will put all of this information in the show notes below for all of our viewers and listeners. Want to thank you so much, and we'll see you again soon.
Right on. Thanks so much, Andy.
Take care.